Upland Bible Church, Pastor Richard J. Olson, 920 Upland Boulevard, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89107. Thursday class, March 28, 2024, 1 John.
All right, before we get started, a couple of things. First of all, I'd like to have you remember the evangelism that will be going on at Indian Springs Saturday. Now, according to the weatherman, Saturday we're supposed to have a humdinger of a storm coming in. Our God is the omnipotent God of the universe. So I encourage you all to pray that he calms the storm. I know one thing. He wants his grace gospel to go forth everywhere. And this is another opportunity for that grace gospel to go forth. Pray for the evangelism team that they will be channels of God's grace, tools in his hand to be used by him. Pray that the grace gospel is given clearly and accurately. Pray that God will prepare the hearts of the people at Indian Springs and draw by his hand of grace the ones who are supposed to be there. And pray that he might use this to his honor and his glory to bring many into glory. That's this Saturday at 10 a.m. Now, the omnipotent God will be calm until all the hot dogs are eaten. And then get in your car and head out before the... before the deluge. Also, Tyrone. We are blessed to have Tyrone as a part of Upland Bible Church. Today is Tyrone's birthday. Tyrone, he goes throughout the entire church trying to sell Girl Scout cookies. So Tyrone, here is your happy birthday Girl Scout cookie up here. No, I love Tyrone. He is the best. We are so blessed to have him in our church. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing through the teaching of God's word. And therefore, open the word of God to 1 John chapter 4. 1 John chapter 4. And we are in verse 16, 1 John 4, verse 16, in preparation to worship our Lord, a few moments of silent prayer, shall we? Father, we thank you, sir, for your infinite and your matchless grace. And we thank you, Heavenly Father, for one more day of freedom in Client Nation, USA. The freedom to assemble in a Bible teaching church such as this one, and the freedom to worship you through the study of your word. And as we do so, we ask that our teacher, God the Holy Spirit, will set apart the absolute truth of Scripture to the nourishment and to the benefit of each one of our souls. We pray these things in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. There are two key words that the Apostle John uses throughout the first epistle of John. One of those words is the Greek word agape, A-G-A-P, long E, agape. And it means love, but it is used for virtue love. God is love. Most people don't even know, most Christians don't really understand the fact that God is love. But God is infinite virtue love. He is infinite virtue love in his very essence. God has impersonal love for the whole world, for all mankind. God loved the world so much that he gave his uniquely born Son, that whosoever believes in him will never perish but have everlasting life. Impersonal love is unconditional. God can have impersonal love for all mankind, for the whole world, because God is absolute righteousness and perfect justice. It's his infinite virtue, his infinite holiness, that enables him to have unconditional, impersonal love for the whole world. And that impersonal love for all designed Operation Grace, the cross, whereby he sent his eternal Son from heaven to earth to take on true humanity, to go to a cross and solve the world problem of sin. And Jesus Christ, the eternal Son of God, co-equal and co-eternal with the Father. Jesus Christ as eternal God is infinite virtue love. And therefore, out of impersonal love for the whole world, he willingly went to the cross. He willingly received our sins, your sins, my sins, the sins of the whole world, and he willingly received the judgment for those sins. Infinite, impersonal love for all. He paid the penalty for the sins of the whole world. That's part of infinite virtue love. The other is personal love. And God has infinite personal love for all of those who believe in Jesus Christ as their Savior. God loves you with infinite personal love. Why? Well, at the moment of your faith in Christ, God imputed to you his righteousness. You have the righteousness of God by faith in Jesus Christ, and therefore now God can love you with infinite personal love. So God is infinite virtue love in his very essence. And this epistle, 1 John, is teaching this marvelous doctrine of virtue love. God is infinite virtue love, and the ultimate objective of the spiritual life for us in the church age is to have virtue love brought to completion in our hearts. So all the way through 1 John, we have agape, 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 agape. And then we have a verb all the way through here, meno, M-E-N long O, meno. You'll have it in your translated many times, abide. This is a very important word in the Apostle John's teaching. He is communicating, abiding, referring to living the spiritual life of the church age. And all the way through here, we have meno, 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 meno. Now in verse 16 so far, we have, and we have come to know And we have believed the virtue love. Verse 16. We have come to know and have believed the virtue love. Which virtue love God keeps having for us. And then John says, God is virtue love. God is infinite virtue love. Now, last time I pulled together, we've been teaching this for some time now, and all throughout chapter 2 and chapter 3 and chapter 4, we're going to see it again in chapter 5, the word meno. Meno is the Apostle John's key word that describes the believer who is living the unique spiritual life of the church age. The believer who claims to be abiding, menoing in God is obligated to keep on walking as he, the Lord Jesus Christ, walked, lived, and lived the spiritual life. That John taught that in 1 John 2, verse 6, which says, the one who claims to abide, to meno in him, in Christ, is obligated also himself to keep on walking, keep on living the spiritual life, just as he, the Lord Jesus Christ, walked and lived the spiritual life in his hypostatic union. The believer who loves his fellow believer with impersonal love for all. And all throughout the scriptures, we're in the New Testament, we're commanded, love one another, love each other, love all mankind with impersonal love for all. The believer who loves his fellow believer with impersonal love for all is menoing, abiding in the light. He's living the spiritual life by the spiritual skills. And that's 1 John 2, verse 10, where John wrote, the one who loves his brother, his fellow believer with impersonal love for all, is abiding in the light. He is living the spiritual life, and there is no cause for stumbling in him. And then the believer who lives the spiritual life and gets maximum metabolized doctrine in his heart is menoing, abiding in the Son, occupation with Jesus Christ, and in the Father. He has personal love for God the Father. 1 John 2, verse 24, which says, as for you, positive believers, what Bible doctrine you have heard from the beginning, when you finally decided this is what you wanted, that Bible doctrine must keep on remaining in you. If that Bible doctrine you have heard from the beginning has remained in you, maximum metabolized doctrine in your heart, you also will abide in the Son, occupation with Jesus Christ, and in the Father, personal love for God the Father. And then we are commanded to keep on abiding, menoing in the Lord Jesus Christ, living the spiritual life, so that we will not be disgraced or put to shame at the judgment seat of Christ. 1 John 2:28, which says, and now, little children, meno in him. Keep on abiding in him. Keep on living the spiritual life. So that when he appears at the rapture, we may have confidence. The believer who lives the spiritual life by the spiritual skills, keeps on living the spiritual life, attains spiritual maturity, develops virtue love, personal love for the Father, and occupation with Jesus Christ, and therefore that winner believer has confidence. He will have absolute confidence before the Lord Jesus Christ at the judgment seat of Christ. And that was our Wednesday class, 2 Corinthians 5, verse 10. That So that when he appears at the rapture, we may have confidence, the confidence of the winner believer, and not be put to shame at his coming in his presence at the judgment seat of Christ, 1 John 2:28. And then we saw that we know that we have changed our residence from the cosmic system to the spiritual life. How do we know that? Because we have attained virtue love. We have impersonal love for all. But the believer who has no virtue love, the believer who does not have impersonal love for all, he keeps on minnowing, abiding in Satan's cosmic system. And that's 1 John chapter 3, verse 14, where John wrote, "We know that we have changed our residence away from death, cosmic death, to life, the spiritual life, because we keep on loving the brethren, fellow believers, with impersonal love for all." Now, anyone who does not love all fellow believers with impersonal love keeps on remaining in the sphere of cosmic death, that is Satan's cosmic system, interlocking systems of arrogance and interlocking systems of hatred. And then we noted that the believer who obeys the Lord's mandates keeps on minnowing, keeps on abiding in him, and the Lord Jesus Christ abides in the believer. That is, Jesus Christ has made himself at home in our hearts, occupation with Christ. 1 John 3, verse 24. 1 John 3:24. "In fact, the one who keeps on obeying, keeps on executing his mandates, keeps on minnowing, keeps on abiding in him, he keeps on living the spiritual life, also he, the Lord Jesus Christ, is abiding in him, making himself at home in the spiritually mature believer's heart. In fact, by this we have come to know that he, the Lord Jesus Christ, abides, minnows in us, has made himself at home in our hearts by the Spirit, God the Holy Spirit, whom he, God the Father, has given to us for our spiritual benefit." And then we have studied in chapter 4, if we love one another with impersonal love for all, God abides, is minnowing in us, we're living the spiritual life, and his virtue love has been brought to completion in our hearts. 1 John 4, verse 12, which says, "No one has ever seen God, God the Father, and God the Holy Spirit. If we love one another with impersonal love for all, God abides in us, we're living the spiritual life, and his love, virtue love, has been brought to completion, teleao," and that's important, that's in our coming up in our verse, "has been brought to completion in us, in our hearts." And then we noted that the key to living the unique spiritual life and knowing that we are minnowing, abiding in God, and that he abides, minnows in us, is the universal indwelling of God the Holy Spirit as the base of operation for the filling of the Spirit, which is the supernatural power to live this supernatural spiritual life. And that's 1 John 4, verse 13, which says, "By this impersonal love for all, we have come to know and realize that we are minnowing, abiding in him, we're living the spiritual life, and he is minnowing, abiding in us, because he has sent to us his Spirit, the universal indwelling of God the Holy Spirit, as the base of operations for the filling of the Spirit." And then our verse, 1 John 4, verse 16. The believer who is mellowing, abiding in virtue love, who has virtue love brought to completion in his heart, is mellowing, abiding in God. He is living the spiritual life, and God is mellowing, abiding in him. That is personal love for God the Father and occupation with Jesus Christ. And that's our verse that we are partway through, 1 John 4, verse 16. So far, we have this. And we have come to know and have believed the virtue love. Which virtue love God keeps on having for us? God is virtue love. In fact, the one who abides in virtue love abides in God. He is living the spiritual life. That's as far as we've gotten. And God in him. This is the conjunction chi plus the nominative singular of theos with the definite article plus the present active indicative of meno plus the prepositional phrase en plus the dative singular of autos. The conjunction chi is the connective chi. You translate it and. And then ha theos. Ha theos is the God. And then our verb meno abides. And then the prepositional phrase en plus the dative singular of autos in him. So the verse says, and we have come to know, and we have believed the virtue love. Which virtue love God keeps on having for us? God is virtue love. In fact, the one who abides in virtue love abides in God. He's living the spiritual life. And God abides in him. He has personal love for God the Father and occupation with Jesus Christ. One, the believer who lives the spiritual life by the spiritual skills and attains the ultimate objective of virtue love brought to completion in his heart, he abides in virtue love. The believer who lives the spiritual life by the spiritual skills and attains the ultimate objective, the ultimate objective of the spiritual life for all of you, for every one of us in the church age, is to have virtue love brought to completion in our heart. And when virtue love is brought to completion in your heart, you have, first of all, the great motivational virtue. You have personal love for God the Father. And that personal love for God the Father is the great motivational virtue that motivates the great functional virtue, impersonal love for all. Not only all believers, but all mankind. Impersonal love for all mankind. And the third part of having virtue love brought to completion in your heart is that you now have personal love for Jesus Christ, which we call occupation with Jesus Christ. You love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. The greatest love and most number one love of your life is the Lord Jesus Christ. The ultimate objective that God has for each one of us is to have virtue love brought to completion in our heart. And when that's true, you will have personal love for God the Father, which motivates impersonal love for all mankind, and you will have occupation with Jesus Christ. You will love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. So point one again, the believer who lives the spiritual life by the spiritual skills and attains the ultimate objective of virtue love brought to completion in his heart, he abides in virtue love. Two, the believer who abides in virtue love abides in God. The believer who abides in virtue love abides in God. 3, he is walking in the light. He is walking in the light as the Lord Jesus Christ walked in the light, living the spiritual life by the spiritual skill. God is light, and in him is no darkness at all. Satan is the temporary ruler of planet Earth, and his kingdom is the kingdom of darkness. But God is light. And when you're living the spiritual life by the spiritual skills, you are walking in the light. You're walking in fellowship with God. So this believer is walking in the light as the Lord Jesus Christ in his hypostatic union walked in the light, living the spiritual life by the spiritual skill. 4, in other words, you have maximum fellowship with God. Maximum fellowship with God. It doesn't get any better than that. That is the best of the best. Maximum fellowship with God. 5, that virtue love which God keeps on having for us. That virtue love which God keeps on having for us, now the spiritually mature believer has that virtue love brought to completion in his heart. That virtue love which God keeps on having for us, now that spiritually mature believer, that winner believer, has virtue love brought to completion in his heart. 6, the believer who abides in virtue love abides in God, and God abides in him. The believer who abides in virtue love abides in God, and God abides in him. 7, this means all three members of the Godhead. God is one in essence, three in personality, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. All three members of the Godhead abide in him. That is, God the Father is abiding in him. He has personal love for God the Father. God the Son is abiding in him. He has occupation with Jesus Christ. God the Holy Spirit is abiding in him. He is filled, empowered by the Spirit. He's living the spiritual life by the power of God the Holy Spirit. So this means all three members of the Godhead abide in him. God the Father, personal love for the Father. God the Son, occupation with Jesus Christ. God the Holy Spirit, he is empowered by the Spirit, filled with the Spirit, and functioning under the teaching ministry of the Spirit. Now the emphasis in this verse and the emphasis in this epistle, this entire epistle, is on living the spiritual life by the spiritual skills and having virtue love brought to completion in your heart. Now, when you study the Gospels, and especially the Gospel of John, you'll find many times the Apostle John refers to himself. He never mentions his name. He will say the apostle that the Lord Jesus Christ loved. He never uses his own personal name. He said, the apostle that the Lord Jesus Christ, and Jesus Christ loved John. Oh, he loved everyone, but he just loved being around John. He loved going out and having dinner with John. He liked having a nice glass of wine with John. John liked it too, because maybe the Lord would turn the water into wine. You never can tell. It'd be very, very good wine. And the Lord loved just being around John because John got it. He got exactly what Jesus Christ was teaching. at the first advent. He nailed it. And he presents it in not only the Gospel of John, but in 1 John, 2 John, 3 John. The spiritual life is a supernatural way of life. It demands a supernatural power for its execution. And that supernatural power is God the Holy Spirit. That's why we're given the mandate. Ephesians 5:18, keep on being filled with the Spirit. The word filled is plerao, was used of a ship that had sails, and the wind would fill the sails and empower the ship and send it through the water. So when it says keep on being filled with the Spirit, what it's really saying is keep on being empowered in your life by God, the Holy Spirit. So the spiritual life is a supernatural way of life. It demands a supernatural power for its execution. That supernatural power is God the Holy Spirit. That's why we have the command, keep on being empowered by the Spirit. Ephesians 5:18. That's why we have the command, Galatians 5:16. Keep on walking by the Spirit. Keep on living your life by the Spirit. And you will not carry out the lust patterns of the sin nature. 8. To have virtue, love brought to completion in your heart, you must have maximum metabolized doctrine in your heart. That means you need to find a sound Bible teaching church. That's hard to find. I'll be real honest. It's hard to find it. There are a lot of churches. It's very hard to find a sound doctrinal teaching church. When you do that, then you need to have enough humility and positive volition to assemble consistently and faithfully and grow up in the grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. So point 8, to have virtue love brought to completion in your heart, you must have maximum metabolized doctrine in your heart. 9, then your personal love for God the Father will motivate impersonal love for all mankind, and you will have occupation with Jesus Christ. He will be the most important love of your life. Then your personal love for God the Father will motivate impersonal love for all mankind, and you will have occupation with Christ. 10, then the Lord Jesus Christ will make himself at home in your heart. And that's when you will share the happiness of God. No matter what's going on in the world, no matter what's going on in America, no matter what's going on in Las Vegas, no matter what's going on at your job or at home, the Lord Jesus Christ will make himself at home in your heart, and you will share the happiness of God. No matter what your situation, no matter what your circumstances, no matter if you're in times of prosperity or adversity, no matter whether you have sickness or good health, no matter what your situation or your circumstance, you will share the happiness of God no matter what's going on in your life. So then the Lord Jesus Christ will make himself at home in your heart, and you will share the happiness of God. Again, verse 16, and we have come to know and have believed the virtue love, which virtue love God keeps on having for us. God is virtue love. In fact, the one who abides in virtue love abides in God, living the spiritual life. And God abides in him. He has personal love for God the Father and occupation with Jesus Christ. Now that brings us to verse 17. And it just keeps getting better and better and better. And here we go. Here is, we always start with the thundering diction of the King James. Herein is our love made perfect. This is the preposition and plus the dative singular of the demonstrative pronoun houtos plus the nominative singular of agape with the definite article plus the prepositional phrase meta plus the genitive plural of the personal pronoun ego plus the perfect passive indicative of teleao. Teleao. Very, very, very important word. The prepositional phrase en tuto. That's exactly how it looks in the Greek. There's the preposition en. Here's houtos in the dative. And I put it up here just the way it is. En tuto, because this is to be translated by this. By this. Now, Arntgen Gingrich, the Greek lexicon, page 601, says that en tuto, this specific phrase, en tuto, refers to what follows. Especially before clauses that express a result, as in our verse. Now here's the principle. That is, by this, living the spiritual life and having virtue, love brought to completion in your heart has a wonderful result. What is that wonderful result? Namely, that we might have confidence in the day of judgment at the judgment seat of Christ. So by this, living the spiritual life and having virtue, love brought to completion in our hearts, the ultimate objective of the spiritual life has a phenomenal result, namely, that we might have confidence in the day of judgment, the judgment seat of Christ. And this is where our Thursday night class dovetails with our Wednesday night class, 2 Corinthians 5:10. We've been studying the doctrine of the judgment seat of Christ. And we are all, every one of us, we're all going to stand before the Lord Jesus Christ. The first of all will be the rapture, the resurrection of the royal family of God, followed by the great genuflex in the sky. And then in heaven, we will all be evaluated by the Lord Jesus Christ. And for those of you who have been consistent in last night's class, this is where Wednesday night's class perfectly dovetails now with Thursday night's class. And you should be all filled in and ready to go with what John is now teaching. So by this, living the spiritual life and having virtue, love brought to completion in your heart has a phenomenal result. Namely, that we might have confidence in the day of judgment, the judgment seat of Christ. Now we have the verb teleao, but first of all, what's the subject of the verb teleao? Aha, I thought you'd never ask. He agape. He is the definite article. H long E, and here is our friend. He agape. Virtue love. Virtue love is the subject of this verb, and this is the key, teleao. Looks like that in the Greek, T-E-L-E-I-O, long O, teleao. Now this is the same verb that the Apostle John used in 1 John 2, verse 5. In 1 John 2, verse 5, he says, if anyone keeps on observing, fulfilling, obeying his word, the mandates of God's word, then the love of God, virtue love, has truly been teleaoed in him, brought to completion, perfection in his heart. And by this we know and realize and appreciate and understand that we are in him. We are abiding in him, living the spiritual life. So he used this already in 1 John 2, verse 5, and he uses it in 1 John 4, verse 12. 1 John 4, verse 12. No one has ever seen God, God the Father, and God the Holy Spirit. If we love one another with impersonal love for all, God abides in us. We're living the spiritual life. And his love, virtue love, has been teleaoed in us, in our hearts. There's our word, teleao, has been brought to completion, brought to perfection in us, in our hearts. So John has used this word, 1 John 2, verse 5, 1 John 4, verse 12, and now we have it, 1 John 4, verse 17. 1. The verb teleao means to complete, to bring to completion, to bring to its goal, to accomplish the objective. Teleao means to complete, to bring to completion, to bring to its goal, to accomplish the objective. 2, the subject of teleao is he agape, virtue love. The subject of teleao is he agape, virtue love. 3, notice the ao ending. The ao ending is causative, that is, virtue love is caused to be brought to completion. Virtue love is caused to be brought to completion. Point 4. You see back in 1 John 2, verse 5, the believer who keeps on obeying the mandates of God's word to live the spiritual life by the spiritual skills, he will accomplish the ultimate objective of having virtue love brought to completion in his heart, teleao. So John's already taught back in 1 John 2, verse 5, the believer who keeps on obeying the mandates of God's word to live the spiritual life by the spiritual skills, he will accomplish the ultimate objective of having virtue love brought to completion in his heart. 5, it is from this verb, teleao, that we get the adjective teleos. Now this is important. This is, and you've seen this, those that have been here in our study of other books. We are in a different book. We're in a different book on Tuesday night, a different book on Wednesday night, different book on Thursday night, different book on Sunday, to try to give you as much of the Word of God as possible. It is from the verb teleao we get the adjective teleos. 6, when teleos is used substantively, that means it's used as a noun. And how do you know it's going to be used as a noun? Put a definite article in front of it. When you put a definite article in front of it, now the adjective becomes a noun. And when it's a noun, teleos is a synonym for the spiritually mature believer. When teleos is used substantively as a noun, it's a synonym for the spiritually mature believer. 7. The spiritually mature believer is called the teleos believer. The spiritually mature believer is called the teleos believer. All right. Where is that? Thought you'd never ask. Turn over to Ephesians. Ephesians chapter 4. Ephesians chapter 4, let's start at verse 11. It was He, this in the Lord Jesus Christ, who gave some to be apostles. Now this was a temporary spiritual gift, very important because the apostles were responsible for writing the New Testament scriptures and church age truth. But once the scriptures were completed, there was no more need for the apostles. The last apostle, and the last thing written was the book of Revelation by the Apostle John. And after that was completed, there were no more apostles after that. So there are no apostles today. It was He who gave some to be apostles, a temporary spiritual gift, some to be prophets, another temporary spiritual gift. And I know when we have Upland Bible Church March Madness, you would like to have the gift of prophet. And that way you could get 100% in first place. But none of you, I can say dogmatically, none of you have the gift of prophet. Some to be prophets, another temporary spiritual gift. Some to be evangelists, that's a permanent spiritual gift, evangelism. And some to be pastor teachers, that's one gift. Pastor, teacher, that's the permanent spiritual gift. That's the name, that's what this Yehu has up here behind the pulpit. The spiritual gift of pastor, teacher, that's a permanent spiritual gift. Now, what is this gift of communication, pastor, teacher, for? To prepare, to equip God's people for works of service. So that the body of Christ may be built up, that's edified, spiritual growth, so that you can grow up in the grace and knowledge of Christ, edification, to be built up until we all reach unity in the faith and in the completed knowledge, epinosis knowledge of the Son of God, and become teleos. And become spiritually mature believers. And become mature, attain spiritual maturity. And that word there, become mature, is teleos. Become a spiritually mature believer, attaining to the whole measure of the fullness of Christ. So the spiritually mature believer is the teleos believer. 8. When you attain spiritual maturity, that is when you will have virtue, love brought to completion in your heart. That is when you will have personal love for God the Father, the great motivational virtue that motivates impersonal love for all, the great functional virtue and occupation with Jesus Christ. So when you attain spiritual maturity, then you will have virtue love brought to completion in your heart. Personal love for God the Father, which motivates impersonal love for all mankind, and occupation with Jesus Christ. 9. This is why you're here. In the short time while you're here. And we're only here a short time. I know when you were younger and in school, you thought time stood still. It never moved. You were in school and you were going to have a test. You would, many of you prayed, please, even so, come Lord Jesus, you know, because you knew you hadn't prepared. And it seemed like everything went very slow. But guess what? The older you get, the faster time goes until it hits light speed. And for me, it's hit light speed. And we're here a very short time. And in the short time while we're here, this is the ultimate objective, to have virtue love brought to completion in your heart. The ultimate objective of the spiritual life. Point 10, virtue love brought to completion in your heart will result in confidence. When the rapture occurs, and then we're in heaven, and we have the judgment seat of Christ, and we'll all be evaluated by Jesus Christ. We will all stand before Him. And you're either going to stand before Him with great confidence, because you love Jesus Christ. You have virtue love brought to completion in your heart. You love the Father. You have impersonal love for all. You have occupation with Jesus Christ. And because you have occupation with Christ, you'll stand before Jesus Christ at the judgment seat of Christ with the greatest confidence. You attain spiritual maturity. But if you make bad decisions to live in the cosmic system, Satan's cosmic system, you won't lose your salvation. You will also stand before Jesus Christ, but you'll have great shame, embarrassment, regret, because you did not live the spiritual life. You did not grow up in the grace and knowledge of Christ. You did not have virtue love brought to completion in your heart. Instead, you lived in Satan's cosmic system. Interlocking systems of arrogance, interlocking systems of hatred. You made bad decision after bad decision after bad decision. You can't lose your salvation, but you will stand before Jesus Christ and be evaluated. And after your evaluation, you will lose out on all greater grace blessings for eternity. The winner believer will receive crowns and rewards and decorations that will glorify God forever and ever and ever. And he will stand there at the judgment seat of Christ with the greatest confidence. So virtue love brought to completion in your heart will result in confidence when you stand before the Lord Jesus Christ at the judgment seat of Christ. And this is where our Thursday night class perfectly dovetails with our Wednesday night class. The perfect tense is the intensive perfect. The intensive perfect places the emphasis on the existing results of a past action. The result of confidence at the judgment seat of Christ. The passive voice is the voice of grace. The believer who lives the spiritual life by the spiritual skills receives the action of having virtue love brought to completion in his heart by the grace and the power of God. The indicative mood is declarative. This is a dogmatic truth of the God-breathed scriptures. And then the preposition meta means with, among, in, the genitive plural of the personal pronoun ego, in us. Us refers to spiritually mature believers who have lived the spiritual life and who have accomplished the ultimate objective of the spiritual life, virtue love brought to completion in our hearts. So the corrected translation says, by this, living the spiritual life and having virtue love brought to completion among us in our hearts, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment. This is hina plus the present active subjunctive of echo. Hina plus the subjunctive, plus the accusative singular of paresia, plus the prepositional phrase and plus the dative singular of hamera with a definite article, plus the genitive singular of krisis with a definite article. Hina plus the subjunctive. Sometimes it introduces a purpose clause, sometimes it introduces a result clause. Hina plus the subjunctive, H-I-N-A. Here it introduces a result clause. And then we have the verb echo. E-C-H long O, echo. And echo means to have and to hold. It means to possess. The present tense has linear action sort. You graph it like that. Linear action sort. Believers who live the spiritual life and have virtue love brought to completion in their hearts results in them keep on having confidence at the judgment seat of Christ. The word is paresia. The active voice, winner believers, perform the action of the verb, keep on having confidence. The subjunctive mood goes along with hina to introduce this result clause. But here's the word. Here's where all of you want to be, where all of you want to stand as you stand at the judgment seat of Christ. Parousia. This is where all of you, and I expect all of you in here, to stand before the Lord Jesus Christ with parousia. There's no reason why you don't, unless you choose from your own free will. You have a volition. You're free to come, you're free not to come. You're free to listen to the Word of God, you're free to reject it. You're free to believe it, you're free to reject it. You're free to make good decisions to live the spiritual life. You're free to make bad decisions to live in Satan's cosmic system. It's all up to you. But one day, all of you will stand before Jesus Christ. And there's no reason why any of you should stand before Him with shame, embarrassment, regret, because you failed. You did not live the spiritual life. You lived in Satan's cosmic system. You did not grow up in the grace and knowledge of Christ. You did not accomplish the objective of virtue love brought to completion in your heart. But here's where I expect, and I'm here every 5 times a week studying and teaching and studying and teaching and studying and teaching so that, well, as Ephesians 4 says, the gift of pastor teacher is given to teach you for your edification, to grow up in the grace and knowledge of Christ, so that you might attain teleos and be a spiritually mature believer. Parousia. One, parousia means courage, confidence, boldness, fearlessness. Parousia means courage, confidence, boldness, fearlessness. Point 2, Arnton Gingrich, the Greek Lexicon, page 636, says, this confidence and boldness is especially in the presence of persons of high rank and authority. And you will be standing before the person of highest rank and authority of all time. You will be standing before the King of all kings and the Lord of all lords. 3, winner believers will stand in the presence of the Lord Jesus Christ in their resurrection body with great confidence and boldness as they receive their efficiency rating. Winner believers will stand in the presence of the Lord Jesus Christ in their resurrection body with great confidence and boldness as they receive their efficiency rating. Four, this is the winner believer's confidence and boldness before the person of highest rank and authority of all time, the King of all kings and the Lord of all lords, the Lord Jesus Christ at the judgment seat of Christ. This is the winner believer's confidence and boldness before the person of highest rank and authority of all time, the King of all kings and the Lord of all lords, the Lord Jesus Christ, at the judgment seat of Christ. 5, the spiritually mature believer has great confidence as he stands before Jesus Christ at the judgment seat of Christ, because he lived the spiritual life, because he has virtue love brought to completion in his heart, because he has occupation with Jesus Christ. He loves the Lord Jesus Christ with all his heart, soul, mind, and strength. So the spiritually mature believer has great confidence as he stands before Jesus Christ at the judgment seat of Christ, because he lived the spiritual life, because he has virtue love brought to completion in his heart, because he has occupation with Christ. He loves the Lord Jesus Christ with all his heart, soul, mind, and strength. And then the preposition and plus the dative of hamera, in the day of what? In the day of krisis, and that's the word judgment. In the day of judgment, and the day of judgment is the judgment seat of Christ, which we are studying in great detail on Wednesday night. 2 Corinthians 5, verse 10. And there it describes believers. There will be winner believers. They're described as agathos, intrinsically good production in their life. And then there is loser believers, and their life is described as phallos, worthless. Worthless. So there will be agathos believers, winner believers. There will be phallos believers, worthless believers. You can't lose your salvation, but you can lose out on all of those magnificent crowns and rewards and decorations. You can lose out on the crown of righteousness, the crown of life. If you're a pastor, you can lose out on the crown of glory. And then, some other descriptions of these great decorations awarded the winner believer, which we study on Wednesday night. All right. By this, living the spiritual life and having virtue, love brought to completion in our hearts, with the result that we might have confidence in the day of judgment, the judgment seat of Christ. Father, we thank you, sir, for your amazing grace. May God the Holy Spirit challenge us that these principles become a source of blessing and happiness in our lives. We pray this in Jesus Christ's name. Amen.